Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 94, entitled Woe to the False Prophets. I am in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, and I feel that at this time, there is a need to address an issue that is debilitating and crippling to those who need guidance, to those who are trying to establish a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In His Word, the Lord is establishing that judgment is coming to the house of those who are misleading the people, that God Himself will replace them with shepherds who will feed them with the true Word of God. What is prevalent is that God's focus is on justice and righteousness. Now, I believe many of us need to revisit exactly what that is. When I searched for the definition of justice, I found an excerpt from Cornell Law School. Justice is the ethical and philosophical idea that people are to be treated impartially, fairly, and properly, and reasonably by the law and its arbiters of the law. That laws are to ensure that no harm befalls another, and that where harm is alleged, a remedial action is taken. Both the accuser and accused receive a morally right consequence merited by their actions. Where in this country is this standard? Because as I read this, the Spirit is saying that just as they wrest the Holy Scriptures to their benefit, ultimately leading to their demise, in the same way they have formed and extorted the laws of this country. To be righteous is to act in accordance with divine or moral law, being free from guilt or sin. It is written, "For both false prophet and priest are ungodly, profane, polluted. Even in my house I have found their wickedness," says the Lord. Jeremiah 23, verse 11 of the Amplified Version. It is foretold that false prophets and leaders encourage and strengthen the hands of evildoers, causing a refusal to repent, leading to a comparison even more egregious than Sodom and Gomorrah. Many profess to speak to the vulnerable through visions and dreams, but pay attention to these next few scriptures. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the false prophets who prophesy to you. They are teaching you worthless things and are leading you into futility. They speak a vision of their own mind and imagination and not truth from the mouth of the Lord. They are continually saying to those," now pay attention, "who despise me and my word." This is referring to Jesus. "The Lord has said, you will have peace." Now, before I go on, I want you to pay attention to what the Spirit revealed here. Whenever God or Jesus as Lord is written, it is in all caps. But in this last scripture, the first letter is only capitalized. So what God or Lord are they referring to? Let's keep going. "And they say to everyone who walks after the stubbornness of their own heart, no evil will come on you." Now, this is where the Lord is warning that these prophets and leaders don't know Him at all. They definitely don't have a relationship with Him. "But who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord, that he would perceive and hear His word? Who has marked His word, noticing and observing and paying attention to it, and has actually heard it?" Jeremiah 23, 16 and 18 of the Amplified Version. Now listen to this verse. "I did not send these counterfeit prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. Jeremiah 23 and 21 of the Amplified Version. In essence, if their words don't align with the Word of God, then they are ineffective. If their words do not encourage a heart of repentance and returning from evil, then it is not of God. If your spirit is not convicted of wrongdoing and evil deeds, then this is not what is considered a revelation from God. Did you get that? God is warning you that the ultimate goal of these false teachers is to turn your heart from Him. Now, there are times when my words may seem harsh and I start to think that maybe I am wrong, praying that I am never a stumbling block. So I am refreshed and affirmed by these next scriptures. The prophet who has a dream may tell his dream, but he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat for nourishment, says the Lord? Let me interrupt this again right here. The prophet is not greater than God's word. Now pay attention, because when contrition and penitence from trials and revelations truly come from the Lord, it should lead to repentance and change. Is not my word like the fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test, says the Lord, and like the hammer that breaks the most stubborn rock in pieces? Jeremiah 23, 28 and 29 of the Amplified Version. These false teachers mock the word of the Lord and His ways as being burdensome. So when the truth of God is proclaimed, people feel as if it is too much to live justly and righteously, perverting the words of the living God. Take heed of who and what you listen to. Partake in a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit and remember these words. I am the bread of life, the living bread which gives and sustains life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down out of heaven so that no one may eat of it, so that one may eat of it and not die. John 6 verses 48 through 50 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.